بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم. Hold on please. All right. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحان الله. This is the second time in a row. Well, I think second time in three classes that my computer has crashed the moment I started the group Qamar class. So my apologies for that. I don't know what's up. But all things said, we're now, please join the Kahoot if you can, please, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Sorry, one second, please. Oh my goodness. All right, I'm going to automatically hide the taskbar. Okay, let's get started, inshallah ta'ala. Let's, all right, who is this person? There is noise. All right, let's get started, inshallah. The mubtada is at the beginning of the sentence. True or false? True. Alhamdulillah. Mubtada is at the beginning of the sentence. Mubtada actually means to, from bada'a, which means to begin. So mubtada is the thing that begins, the beginner. And that is correct. Alhamdulillah. That is indeed the beginning of the sentence. All right, next question. The khabar is at the end of the sentence. True or false? The khabar is at the end of the sentence. The khabar is at the end of the sentence. That is true. Let me just restart the share because I think that has caused some problems along with time. Okay, how's it now, Sister Madia? Is it okay now? All right, very good. Taib, the khabar is not at the very end of the sentence, but the khabar is towards the end of the sentence, right? And then that's a correct statement that, inshallah, we have. The khabar at the end of the sentence. Okay? The khabar is at the end of the sentence. It's true. It's true. All right, next question. The mubtada is after is. True or false? The mubtada is after is. True or false? The mubtada is false. Correct. The correct answer would be the mubtada is before the is. It is before the is. Okay, very good. The khabar is after is. True or false? Khabar is after is. True or false? The answer is true. Alhamdulillah, I think that is not that difficult. Okay. Mubtada and khabar are usually marfu'. Tricky question. The correct answer is false. Why did you say false? Those who said false. It's always, thank you very much. The mubtada and khabar are always marfu'. I'm getting notifications that people are trying to join the class but not able to. If Mr. Shalange, can you please, I think they're joining the wrong link on the group Shams. Can you please like respond to them on the WhatsApp group? They're saying please come on the group Kamar link, which I don't know why. They're on the wrong place for some reason. Okay. Next question. The Mubtada is always definite. True or false? False. Why? Those of you who said false, why is that? The Mubtada is generally. It is generally or usually, it is definite, right? If you remember from the notes, if I was to refresh your memory here about the observations, or more precisely about the rules from Mubtada and Khabar, you notice right here, Mubtada and Khabar are always marfu' and are always one word. But the Mubtada is generally definite, generally, but not always. Okay, we will see examples of how a mubtada is indefinite. We'll see that in a little bit once you have studied adjectives. Okay, the khabar is usually indefinite. Khabar is usually indefinite. This is in fact true. The khabar is indeed usually indefinite. Right, we had the example of Allahu Samad. You remember that? Allahu Samad. Here the khabar is definite, but usually it is indefinite, like khayrun. All right, next question. What is the mubtada in Muhammadun Rasulullahi? Muhammad Rasulu Allahi Rasulullahi. What is the mubtada? Correct answer is Muhammadun. That is the mubtada. That's the beginning of the sentence. Again, our sentence, we read it obviously from right to left. That's the mubtada. It is in the beginning before the is. Very good. All right, mashallah. Next question. What is the khabar in Muhammadun Rasulullahi? Same options. Muhammad, Rasulu, Allahi, Rasulullahi. The correct answer is Rasulu. Why can it not be Allahi? The word Allahi. Why can it not be like that? Because the mubtada and khabar are always marfu', and Allahi is, the word Allahi is majrur. Correct. MashaAllah. Well done. Well selected. What is the mubtada in Laylatul Qadri Khayrun? Lailatu al-qadari, Lailatul qadari khairun. This is Laylatu. Why not Al-Qadari? Not Al-Qadari because it is Majroor. And Khayrun is not the Mubtada. It's not beginning the sentence. So it is Laylatu. That's the correct answer. Okay. Next one. What is the khabar in Laylatul Qadari Khayrun? I think this should be easy. Same answers. I think yes, alhamdulillah. Well, al-qadri again, people, why can it not be al-qadri, the khabar, not marfu', it is majroor, right? It is majroor. So it is, can't be. Also, think of the translation. The night of power is good slash better. Right? Khayrun. Right? That's your khabar. That's what you want to say about Laylatul Qadr. Right? That's why that is the khabar. Alright. What is the mubtada in Alhamdulillahi? Alhamdu lillahi. Alhamdulillahi, no mubtada. Alhamdu lillahi. The correct answer, of course, is alhamdulillahi. The correct answer, of course, is alhamdu. Because alhamdu begins the sentence. It is marfu', right? Is it marfu', alhamdu? Right? The translation of alhamdulillahi is all praise is for Allah. Correct? So there is an is there. So alhamdu will be your mubtada. Now the trick question. Okay? Trick question, how close is the score? Oh, I'm not sure if it's brother or sister, hello, but you have a significant lead. A trick question, think about it. All right. What is the khabar in alhamdulillahi? What is the khabar in alhamdulillahi? Alhamdu lillahi. Alhamdulillahi or no khabar? Trick question. MashaAllah, well done. Is it because I kept saying trick question that you selected no khabar? That's the correct answer, MashaAllah. The mubtada is always in the beginning of any combination. Mubtada is generally at the very beginning of the sentence. Okay? There are some instances where mubtada is a little bit after the very beginning, but generally speaking, mubtada is at the beginning of a sentence. It's always before is though. Wait, so why no khabar? So there is a mubtada even if there is no khabar. Correct, as we see here, there is a mubtada, alhamdu, there's no khabar. Now, we haven't talked about this before, so I purposely put this at the very end of the Kahoot. Because that's the first thing we're going to talk about, inshallah, today. All right? So don't stress. That's the literally after we finish this, we're going to talk about that. Let's see what the scoreboard or the podium is. So we have number 3, ST. I don't know, brother, sister, ST. Sister Mahdiya, mashallah. And the winner is Brother or sister, hello. MashaAllah. Well done to everybody though. Brother, oh, Brother Raiz, is that you? All right. Excellent. Oh, MashaAllah. Well done. Barakallahu feekum. You guys did awesome, everybody. Okay, so that last question is an interesting one, right? Oh, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah make it easy, inshallah. This last question is, alhamdulillah. Let us take a look at the situation where you have no khabar. Okay? There is a situation in which the jumla does not have a khabar. Okay? That is your situation in this sentence. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The translation is, all praise is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Ignore this part. The Lord of the worlds, Rabbil Alameen, just ignore it for a minute here. Okay? Because it's related to our to the word Allah in a way that we don't know yet. Okay? But just consider for a minute, Alhamdulillahi. Okay. I have my Mubtada, right? My Mubtada, as we all agreed upon in our Kahoot, is Alhamdu, right? Yes or no? It's before is Mubtada, it's a Marfu', so it is our, excuse me, it is our Mubtada. Okay, now, Khabar is how many words? One or two? Khabar is one word, okay? Lillahi is how many words? Lillahi is two words. One is li and second is Allahi. What is the word li? Four. It is in fact a harf of jar. Right? It is in fact harf of jar. So Allahi is what? Allahi is ism majrur, right? Correct? Ism majrur. And Allahi, of course, is majrur. So it can't be your khabar. It's two words. And if you need another reason, it is majrur. Okay? So this is the situation that we find ourselves in. There is no ism after is that is marfu'. So there is, for the sake of grammatical description of this ayah, for describing it precisely, there is no khabar after is. We say, or more precisely, there is no khabar in this sentence. We would say, not applicable. We would say, no khabar, not applicable. Doesn't work here. Okay. What we do have is a new term for us here. A new piece of terminology. Because is there something after is? Is there something after is though? Right? So there is some information after is. But that information is not the khabar. Are you with me, people? We need a terminology to describe that information that is after is, which is not the khabar. Okay? This is a very important piece of terminology, because when we study pronouns and after pronouns, when we study sentences that are of jumla ismiya, when it is emphasized using inna, that is when you see a lot of this particular element show up in our study. Okay? Right now, it's fairly straightforward. But we have to do this because is going to set us up for future study down the road. What is this thing called? We are going to, after is, we have harf jar and ism majrur. Correct? We already saw that, right? Harf jar and ism majrur. Lillahi. Okay? This combo, harf jar ism majrur combo, this is an important combination. Whenever this combination comes after a mubtada, we call this the shibhul jumla. That's the Arabic terminology for it. Shibhul jumla. Literally, it means it's like a sentence, resembles a sentence, or resembling the sentence. Shibh means to resemble something, and al jumla is obviously sentence. Now, I am terming it, shibhul jumla is a little mouthful, so I'm calling it like the khabar. Okay, it's not the khabar, it's like the khabar. All right, we'll use this term for a little bit. We'll revisit it when we study Inna and Inna's sisters, because that's when it's really going to show up. Okay, but what is this like the khabar? What is this term? It comes after is, but instead of an ism that is marfu', it is the combination of harf jar and ism majrur. This combination, it comes as that. So we will say, in this situation, alhamdu is the mubtada, lillahi is like harf jar, ism majrur, like the khabar. It's not the khabar, it's like the khabar. Comes after is, all praises for Allah. Let's take another example of the of this from Surah number 2, Surah Baqarah, Ayah 193. What does the word ad-deen mean? Maliki yawm ad-deen. Deen means? Any ideas? Religion, right? Okay, ad-deenu is, all right. So translate, help me up with the translation. Ad-deenu, yeah, actually Maliki yawm ad-deen is a bad example. But ad-deen generally means what here? The religion. The religion. Okay, help me out. What else should I put? Ad-deenu, right? The religion for Allah, but I think I'm missing something. Is, right? Is goes here. Correct? The religion is for Allah. Okay, does this look like a jumla ismiya? Yes or no? Yay. It does look like a jumla ismiya. Okay, jumla ismiya has what? Mubtada and khabar. I'm looking for the mubtada. What is my mubtada? Ad-deenu. Khabar. Do I have a khabar? No khabar. I will say not applicable. There is no khabar. However, do we have something that is like the khabar? Like it gives us information, but not really is the khabar. What is that? Harf jar, ism majrur, combo, lillah, right? Let's write out harf jar plus ism majrur, harf jar li. Plus ism majrur Allahi. Lillahi. Okay. That for us people is harf jar ism majrur. That is the idea. Okay. Now, is this at its basic level? Is this okay? There are not that many examples of this in the Quran without studying inna. You know what inna means? Inna means truly. Okay? It means like for sure. And inna does a very important, plays a very important role in sentences. Inna will be introduced to Jumla Ismiya shortly, and it will do wild things to Jumla Ismiya. But when inna is introduced, this guy, like the khabar, returns and is really used a lot in the Quran in that situation. Okay? So right now, I want you to see it I'll write down in the notes up there how this is a terminology that we're also going to define. However, its real usage will come when we study sentences that are emphasized. Okay. All right. True or false? Ready, people? Ready? All right. Number one. There is no is in Arabic. True or false? I hope by this time you say true. There is no off in Arabic. There is no for in Arabic. True or false? For, well, what's for? Li, right? Great. The mubtada and khabar are tied together by the is in Jumla Ismiya. True or false? Right? True. The meaning of is created by the Jumla Ismiya. True or false? True. Alhamdulillah. There is no grammatical tool to create the meaning of. It's just common sense. True or false? That was a tricky one. But it's okay. We haven't discussed this yet. The answer, of course, here is false. Just like is created by Jumla Ismiya. Jumla Ismiya is a grammatical tool, right? Yes or no? You know, you say mubtada, it's marfu', khabar is marfu', these two together, that's your Jumla Ismiya, that gives you the meaning of is, right? Just like that, there is something, the answers to that, okay. So the meaning of is created as true. Mubtada and khabar are tied together by is, that was true, right? This is false. The answer to this is li, right? There is no off. Oh, sorry, that's true. There's no is. That is true. Okay. Just like Jumla Ismiya creates the meaning of is, there is a tool that creates the meaning of off. All right. Now, of course, your common sense, mashallah, will help you determine when that tool is used. But there is something in Arabic that's making it, okay? And it works behind the scenes. This is called Mudaf and Mudaf Ilayhi. Yeah, that's a mouthful, okay? But it is a very important piece of terminology, okay? Mudaf and Mudaf Ilayhi. What is the purpose of Mudaf and Mudaf Ilayhi? It creates the meaning of between two, let's reword this to two isms. Two isms. Okay? Let's take an example. The word Muhammadun Rasulullahi, or the, you know, we've seen this quite a few times, right? And this ayah, and we've said this means Muhammad sallam is the messenger of Allah. Is this a jumla ismiya? It is. Let us isolate from this jumla ismiya just the word Rasulullah. Okay, let's just isolate that for a second, shall we? Okay, let's isolate Rasulullah. Okay. What does it mean? The messenger of Allah. Translation, the messenger of Allah. All right. The word before of, and there's a word after of. Word before of is what? The messenger, Rasul, correct? Are you with me, people? Is it Rasul? After of, it's Allah, right? Or the word Allah. The word Allahi. Okay? This before of is called the mudaf, and the word after of is called the mudaf ilayhi. Okay, mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. I'll define what these terms mean in a second here. Okay, but tell me something interesting about this. Rasulu, there's three basic rules to follow. Rasulu, the mudaf before of, has no al. That's rule number one. Rule number two, it has no tanween. Perfect. Rule number three, can you guess what that will be? Okay, look at mudaf ilayhi. Forget the mudaf now. The third one applies to mudaf ilayhi. Third one applies to mudaf ilayhi. It is, in fact, majrur. All right? Mudaf ilayhi is Allahi, right? Majrur, isn't it? Do you see that, people? Right? That's the third rule. The mudaf ilayhi is majrur. Three rules. When those three rules apply, two isms are together, Rasulu, Allahi. Three rules apply. No al on the mudaf. No tadneen on the mudaf. And the third rule applies to mudaf ilayhi. It is majrur. Then that creates the meaning of the word of in Arabic, Rasulullah. Okay, that is called mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf isn't necessarily marfu', correct? We will see examples when it is majroor and mansoob. Okay? Make sense? Now let's return back to our sentence. Right? This is still not even generally. No, not at all. Not even generally. Let's go back to our sentence. Let's go back to our sentence, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Oh my goodness. Okay, is this Jumla Ismiya? Yes. Mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. You bet, it's always majroor. Alright, I'm looking for Mubtada. What's my Mubtada, people? It is Muhammadun. Sorry. How do we know it's Jumla Ismiya again? Right now, generally you know by meaning, Sister Halima. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Generally by the translation. That's why I always do the translation first, and I encourage you to try to translate with me. Once the translation is there, you can kind of estimate and understand, there's an is here. And once you know that, then you can kind of look for, well, what's Muhammad or Mubtada, what's Khabar, Rasul. Okay, over here. Thank you. All right. Muhammadun. Sorry, 1 second, people. What is my Khabar? Are you sure, Sister Nadia? As long as there is an ism that is marfu', is there an ism that is marfu'? Is there an ism that's marfu'? Right? There is an ism that is marfu'. What is that? Ism? What is that ism that's marfu'? What's the khabar? Thank you. Rasul, right? Correct? Is Rasulu something else as well? You will say Rasulu is also mudaf. Correct? Because it is what? It has got no al, no tanween, and the word after it is majroor. And so we'll say mudaf ilayhi is Allahi. Okay, that's how we are going to break it down. All right, that's how we'll break it down. The meaning of the word of is created by virtue of the grammar rule mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. And why is this? Because the word of does not exist in Arabic. Okay? So the one word is multiple things. It is both khabar and mudaf. Correct. One word is indeed multiple things. It can play multiple roles. I can only think of sports analogies right now, so I'm not sure if I should give them. Think of it like Scottie Pippen. It plays multiple roles. Okay. There you go. So is Muhammadun Rasulu a complete Jumla Ismiya? It would be, but the meaning kind of like, you know, is you can say Muhammadun Rasulun. Okay? Muhammad is a messenger. That's fine. Okay? That's a Jumla Ismiya, complete, no doubt about it. Okay? But Rasulu becomes Rasulu and then Allahi because his Mudaf and Mudaf ilayhi. Does that answer your question, Sister Nadia? All right. So the Arabic has lots of Scottie Pippins. Lots of people play multiple roles. I can't think of another analogy. I'm sorry, people. lots of people play multiple roles. It's going to be sometimes mudaf and khabar. Sometimes it will be mudaf and mubtada. Sometimes it will be mudaf and mubtada, and it will be something else, like an adjective. Father and husband. Oh, nice. Such a challenge. yes, of course. Clearly. Very good answer. Someone could be a daughter, a wife, and a sister. Yes, alhamdulillah, definitely. Likewise, father, husband, son, brother, definitely. Excellent analogy. Better than mine, alhamdulillah. Okay. Terminology. Let's look at our terminology here. Mudaf, it is before of. Mudaf ilayhi is after of. Okay? But let us look a little bit deeper into the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Just a little bit, yes? Okay. This is the root letter for mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Da, ya, and fa. It is, in fact, family four, this word. Mudaf is actually family four word. Okay? And in fact, it is the... it is the acted upon. It is the acted upon. Okay? Okay, what it means? It means to add, subjoin, annex, attach. Look at this. To annex a noun, the first member of a genitive construction, to another. Grammar. That's what it does. It's like you're attaching two things. Mudaf is the thing that's attached, and mudaf ilayhi is the thing that is attached to it. Okay, so the idea is that the mudaf is attached to the mudaf ilayhi. How is it attached to the mudaf ilayhi? By virtue of the meaning of. Do you get it? That's the idea behind the terminology. Okay, just maybe, I think maybe sometimes it helps. Idafa, maybe some of you might know Urdu, Izafa, right? That's where it comes from. Mudaf, okay? It's to add something to something else. So you've added the mudaf to the mudaf ilayhi, and thus the meaning is created of the word of. Okay? That's our terminology. Now let's look at the rules. I think the rules we've already covered in a basic way, but it's good to look at the rules again. So we have no al on the mudaf. Let me maybe split this view and perhaps go to our friend this example, right? Rasulullah, that example that we have taken before, right? Excellent application opportunity. Rasulu has no al on the mudaf before of. Okay. Rasulu, the mudaf, has no tanween. The word Allahi, mudaf ilayhi, is majroor. That for us is the mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Excellent question, Brother Ra'id. How do we know that it is the messenger? There is no al in front of the Rasulu. Hold on to that question. We're coming to it very shortly. Okay, inshallah. All right. There's an easy way to try to maybe remember this. No al tanween majroor, right? There's no al, no tanween majroor. You can kind of like repeat this, these four words. No al tanween majroor. No al tanween majroor. No al tanween majroor. Until it's annoyingly stuck in your head. Okay. I had a teacher who would sing pronouns, and mashallah, he was, you know, like going all out Bollywood with his tunes. I'll when I get to that, I'll actually play for you, inshallah, his clip. He's an incredible teacher. He is an absolute incredible teacher. No, he would play. He would play. He would sing. But the tune is like a very, you know, like, no, I will not sing for you. Brother, I will play the video for you. My singing will like just, I don't know. I have no singing voice. But the... But if you say this enough times, no al tanween majroor, no al tanween majroor, it'll get stuck in your head. And these little things actually help, because then when you're trying to recall that part of your brain that formed that connection, because this is something that your brain found interesting enough to remember, it's easy for you to recall that. Okay? No al tanween majroor. No al tanween majroor. Okay. If I was, maybe in like a in-person class, I would force everybody to yell this for like 5 minutes. But that's mulaf and mulaf ilahi. I encourage you to try to remember this phrase. Let's do that. Okay. This helps a lot. Let's look at an example of something you've taken before. Laylatul Qadri Khairun, right? We've seen this in the Kahoot before, yes or no? Right? We've seen this in the Kahoot, and we have agreed that what's the Mubtada in Laylatul Qadri Khairun? What's the Mubtada? The Mubtada is Laylatul. Excellent. What is the khabar? The khabar is khayrun. Excellent. Okay, now we have that base established for ourselves. I think we should be okay. Mubtada is laylatu. That's good. Now, is laylatu also something else? Is it also like, say, the mother? It's the wife, it's also mother. Or sister. Yes, it is playing the role of mudaf. How so? Nu'al tanween majroor. Nu'al tanween al-qadari majroor. And that's why we'll say laylatu's mudaf al-qadr, al-qadri. Al-qadri. مضاف إليه and of course خير is our خبر, correct? Your question about why is this the, please don't forget that question. I'm going to come to it very shortly. Let's look at another example. ورأيت الناس في دين يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. This is from Surah An-Nasr, right? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Okay, help me with the translation here, people. What is the translation? Fi means in, dini, the religion. If you said religion for now, fine. In religion, and then Allah, correct? I'm missing off here, so I'll add the off. In religion of Allah, in reality, what sounds better is in the religion of Allah, right? Yes or no? That sounds better than saying in religion of Allah, right? Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Is this not necessarily for that reason, Brother Raid? Also, that's correct of saying, way of saying it in God's religion, Allah's religion. But right now, we would like to use the word off because that helps us in seeing the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Right? Okay. Is this a jumla ismiya? Is this a jumla ismiya? Why do you say no if you say no? No is. Right? No is. No mubtada. Excellent observation, right? There's in fact no mubtada. It's not actually a sentence at all. Okay? What is in fact fi? Fi is a harf jar. Harf jar is fi. Okay. What is my ism majrur? Dini, right? Dini. Is Dini also something else? Let's actually write it out in a different way. Okay? Let's write it out as this. I'm going to actually switch gears here a little bit. Sorry. I'll say fi is harf jar. Okay, then I will say dini. Dini is what? Ism majrur. Ism majrur. Then it's also mudaf. What is my mudaf ilayhi? What is Allahi? Allahi is my mudaf ilayhi. Correct? I'm going to actually start to maybe look at more as like word, like this word, what is its role? Not like, here's the role, what's the word? Just switch it up a little bit just to get, I think, a little bit more precise. Okay? The religion of Allah. Fi harjar dini ism majur. It is also playing the role of mudaf. Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. Okay? Make sense? And I go again, why we're so short is mudaf mudaf ilayhi, dini, nu'al, nu'tanween, faba majrur. Nu'al, tanween, majrur. Nu'al, tanween, majrur. Nu'al, tanween, majrur. Okay? Alright. So that, folks, is fi dini Allahi. Do you notice that the mudaf, what's the status of mudaf? The status of mudaf is majrur, right? So the mudaf, it's completely irrelevant. What is its status? Okay, in this case, it's majrur. In other times, it will be mansub. Other times, it will be marfu. Okay, so that is when it comes to our mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. When it comes to this example, let's look at another example. Li'ilafi Quraysh. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْش. Okay. Translation in this first. Li means what? For. Do you remember what ELAF meant? ELAF, security, safety. Both of them are good answers. Alhamdulillah, I'll just take security for now. Okay. Security, Quraysh. Quraysh. Okay. Where do I put off? Here. Right? Okay. I put the off here. Security of Quraysh. Should I put the? Does that sound better? The security of Quraysh. Right? Sounds better. Let's put that there. Okay. Now, I will... Li. That's one word there. What's the next word? E. Laf. Oh God. E. Lafi. And the word after that is Quraysh. Quraysh. Okay. Three words. Li, folks. What is Li? Li is a harf jar. Very good. Ilafi. What is it? Ism. Majrur. And also, it is. Is it mudaf? Nu'al tanween jar. Nu'al tanween majrur. Nu'al tanween majrur. Yay. It seems to work. So we will say mudaf. And Quraysh, you will say mudaf ilayhi. Right? Alright. Alhamdulillah, I was actually quite sick on Tuesday. I had lost my voice. I was very scared. I was like, oh no, what happens on Thursday? But enough warm fluids and medicine, alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq of Allah, helped me regain my voice, alhamdulillah, for today. Okay, that is that. Walillahi alhamd. Okay, so that's very good. I don't think that's a problem. There's a problem in this part. Okay. Now, let us try to answer the question of why are we putting these the word "da" all of these places, right? Okay. Let's look at the like in the mudaf mudaf ilayhi rasulullah. Let's start with that. Okay. Let's list out the property of ism to answer the question, why is there the on Rasulu when there is no al, right? That's a very, I think, important question. Why is there the on Rasulu when there is no al? Okay, so status of Rasulu is... Very nice. Its number is singular. Very good. Its gender is masculine. Singular goes messenger, right? It's not like Rasulani. That'll be two. Okay. And its type is... Can you say anything about its type? Not really. That's what we're trying to figure out. Okay, because it has no al. It has no tanween. I can't really say much about its type. Can I say something about Allahi, the type Allahi, for the word Allahi? Can I say something about it? Definite, indefinite? It is definite, right? Thank you. That's very good. Alhamdulillah. I'm glad that we have this clear. So, can't say Because no al and no tanween. No al and no tanween. We can't say that. So now what happens is this. The type of rasulu, right? The type of mudaf is actually determined by the mudaf ilayhi. The mudaf ilayhi is definite, so the mudaf will also be definite. That's how it works. Okay? The way it works is, when the mudaf is definite, this will be definite. If the mudaf is indefinite, I'm sorry, when the mudaf ilayhi is definite, the mudaf will also be definite. When the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite, the mudaf will also be indefinite. That's the way it works. We copy it over from the mudaf ilayhi. Let's fill in the rest of this also. Allahi is majroor. It is singular. It is masculine. This is, I think, fairly straightforward. But for us, this is the point. That is why we translate Rasulullah as the messenger of Allah. Because the word Rasulu is definite. Why is it definite? Because Allah is definite. Allahi, the word Allahi is definite. That's why the word Rasulu is also definite. Okay? Does that make sense? Let's take one more example just to make sure we're on the same page. Let's look at Laylatul Qadri. Right? Laylatul Qadri. What is the status of Laylatul Marfu'? What is the status of Al-Qadri? We will come to that, Brother Salim, don't you worry. We'll come to it. Okay. Majroor. Right? Al-Qadri is majroor, Laylatu is marfu'. Okay. Now, I'm going to ignore the other two because they're actually irrelevant. Number and gender are actually irrelevant because they don't actually have to match or anything. Okay? But let's look at first the type, right? The type, I don't know the type for Laylatu. It is determined by Al-Qadri. The Mudaf Ilayhi, Al-Qadri will determine the type of Laylatu. Okay? What is the type for Al-Qadri? It is definite because it has an al. That would mean Laylatu is also definite. Okay, since it is definite, it will be the night of decree. Does that make sense? The night of decree. You can even say the night of the decree. That's fine. I mean, sometimes the translation depends on the flow of the translation, right? Like, I mean, a flow of the English. Sometimes you say the night of decree. Sometimes you can say the night of the decree, or the night of the power. All those are purely like English flow things. Okay? But for us, regardless, the rule is mudaf ilayhi, if mudaf ilayhi is definite, that's the rule, then the mudaf is definite. Likewise, if mudaf ilayhi is indefinite, then the mudaf will also be indefinite. Alright, now let's look at Sister Maryam's questions. We can't assume it's the because there is no tanween on mudaf. So assume definite meaning no tanween means the. I think, Sister Maryam, the better way of looking at it is, what is the mudaf ilayhi? Mudaf ilayhi is definite. Al-Qadri, mudaf is definite. That's why we say the knight, the messenger of Allah. Okay? Now, in the example, the Ilafi Quraysh had a tanween. Quraysh, all right, excellent question. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. Is Quraysh a definite ism, Quraishin, or indefinite? What do you think? Quraishin. Now, it has tanween, but remember, not all tanweens make it indefinite. Muhammadun is a definite. Muhammadun is definite because it is a proper name. Quraysh is not a generic word. It's not used for anything except the name of the tribe of Quraysh. Right? Do you agree with that? It's not like, it's not the name of a place and, you know, or it's not like some idea and it's also the name of a people. No, it's only the name of the people of Quraysh. It's a proper name, all right? So, since it's a proper name, even though it has a tanween, it will be definite. That is why we have, if this is definite, that Ilaf is also definite. And that's why we say for the security of Quraysh. Make sense? Huruf shamsiyan qabariya aliyan, it doesn't have anything to do with it. Why is it a tanween? Quraishin is just like Muhammad. Right? Muhammad takes a tanween as a proper name. Quraysh is a proper name, takes a tanween. Right? My name is Arij. It is in fact Arijun. That mean, but it's a proper name. Nuhun, for example. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi, right? Nuhan, proper name, even though it has tanween. Salimun, yes, you are Salimun indeed. Mashallah. All right. Make sense, everybody? Alhamdulillah. Oh, man. Laylatul Qadri, we have that. Okay. Let's do another example. Rasulu Qawmin. In fact, you know what? I'm actually going to exclude this example for now. I'm going to take this example. This is from Surah number Surah Tawbah. Surah Tawbah, ayah number 14. Okay, look at this. This ayah, وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. I took this صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ and I bring it back here. Okay? First tell me, is this مُضَاف and مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ? نُؤَلْ تَنْمِين مَجْرُور. Right? Mu'al, tanween, majrur. This is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay. Sudur, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. Sudur, what does sudur mean? Chest. In fact, it is the plural of chest. Chests. Or hearts, even. I mean, they're both kind of, you know, same. Sometimes there's a rhetoric difference between the two. Okay, so maybe let's change it to chess to be more precise. Chess of a nation. Correct translation? Yes or no? Is it? Let's look. Sudura, its status is mansub. Right? The status of Sudura is mansub, isn't it? Correct. Okay. Qawmin has to be majroor. It's majroor. What is the type for Qawmin? Type for Qawmin is indefinite. That would mean Sudura is indefinite as well. If it's indefinite qawmin, I will just say a nation, not the nation. Chest of a nation. And chest, well chest is not a proper name either. You're right. But this is talking about, you know, like the collective anxiety of a people. That's what's actually talking about. It's talking about the collective anger of a people. How if the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to engage in a battle with his enemies, even though he's outnumbered and even though the odds are against him, Allah will give them victory and would relieve the anger, the collective, you know, trauma of the community. وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمِ مُؤْمِنِينَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ So it is, qawmin is indefinite, sudura is indefinite, and that's why it is translated as such. Make sense, inshallah? We can have some observations now, I think. We can have the observation that the status of the mudaf is irrelevant. Correct? Observation? Do you agree with that? What else can you observe about the other two properties of the ism that are excluded here? Number and gender. What can you observe about them? Not relevant. Perfect. Right? They're not relevant. It could be feminine, 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 masculine, masculine, feminine, masculine, masculine, doesn't matter. Irrelevant. Number, irrelevant. Okay? Here, actually, sudur is plural. It doesn't make a difference. The type of mudaf ilayhi determines the type of the mudaf. Correct? If the mudaf ilayhi is definite, the mudaf is definite. For example, Laylatul Qadr. If the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite, the mudaf is indefinite. For example, Sudura Qawmin. Are you with me, people? Another observation we can make is adding the word the to the translation depends on the flow of the English words. Okay? The night of decree, the night of the power, the messenger of God, right? That's, it's really on the flow of the English words. The type of the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi is determined by the Arabic. Okay? Could mudaf be definite and indefinite based on the mudaf ilayhi? With the mudaf being the same word. I don't get it, Salim. Could mudaf be definite and indefinite based on the mudaf ilayhi? It's the other. So mudaf ilayhi, so mudaf's type depends on mudaf ilayhi. Different sentences, but the mudaf changes. I don't think I get the question, Salim. If you have an example, maybe we can, like, even English example. Perhaps you're trying to ask, how would you say, instead of saying a chest of a nation, I want to say the chest of a nation. Is that the question? So here, like, this is a chest of a... So like Rasul is used in two in different sentences. One with Mudaf Ilayhi being definite, and the other is indefinite. I don't get it. Rasul, where is Rasul used as definite and indefinite? They're both definite. Rasulu Allahi, Rasulu Qawmin. I don't get it, brother. Brother Salim. Anyway, the point is, what same word used in different sentences, can it be definite or indefinite? To make it the chest, you have to say Sudur al Qawm. You say al and it becomes the. Okay? Al Qawmi, that would be chest of the nation. The chest of the nation. But here it is indefinite. Okay? Qawmin. Now, there is more in play because actually there's another word afterwards. Okay? There's another word afterwards that affects it. But just ignoring that for a second, we would say this is indefinite and that's why this is indefinite. Saying Mudaf Ilayhi is definite, Al-Qawm. What would Sudur look like? Sudur would still be the same. Okay, if it's Sudur Al-Qawmi, that would be the chest of the nation. Let me maybe answer your question in a way. Here is, okay, some examples. Okay, now I'm gonna go hypothetical, like non-Quran Arabic. Okay, you know what qalam means? Qalam means a pen. Qalam means a pen. Okay, qala. Qalamun means a pen. Okay. What does Rajul mean? Do you know? A man. Okay. Qalam, a pen. Rajul, a man. Okay. You with me? All right. Here's what I can say. I can say the pen of the man. I can say the pen, sorry, I can say a pen of a man. Okay, how do I say the pen of the man? I say, help me out. قلم الرجل right? Do you agree with that? قلم الرجل Yes. How do I say a pen of a man? I would say Qala mu, man, mudaf ilayhi has to be indefinite. Raju has to be majrur, right? Rajulen. Qala mur rajuli. The pen of the man. قلم رجل a pen of a man. I want to say the pen of a man. Can I say that using mudaf and mudaf ilayhi? I can't. Can't use mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. What I can do, okay? Because if I say the pen, that is, its type is definite, and like the type of the mudaf is definite, is different than the mudaf ilayhi. I can't use mudaf and mudaf ilayhi in that case. I have to use something else. I can show you what that is. The situation would be al-qalamu. I have to use mubtada and khabar. Al-qalamu li rajulin. That's what I have to use. The pen is for a man. Likewise, can I say a pen of the man? Can I say that using mudaf mudaf ilayhi? Can't use mudaf mudaf ilayhi. But I can say, of course, in Arabic, qalamun li rajulin or lir rajuli. This becomes a completely different sentence structure we have not seen yet. Okay? Does that kind of answer your question? Brother Salim? Yes or no? Where is he gone? It does actually. Okay, alhamdulillah. All right. The problem is I'm trying to keep our examples from the Quran. The Quran examples are actually not that straightforward. They're usually more complex because they're more interesting, of course, right? So I'm trying to like cherry pick here and pick out examples. Sometimes, you know, the example isn't like the most precise. So if that's the case, I am going to like, you know, resort to qalam and rajul. All right, alhamdulillah. Interesting that very similar sentences can use different grammar rules. This is totally different grammar rule. We haven't learned it yet. And this one is actually mubtada. And this is your like the khabar. Harf jar, isim majrur, like the khabar. Okay? All right. There's one last thing that you will not like. Are you ready for the thing that you won't like? I love mudaf and mudaf ilayhi without off. Sometimes the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi don't create the meaning of. Like, well, that was the whole point of mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. What is up with that? Okay? But sometimes it doesn't. I'm sorry. I didn't make this language. All right? Sometimes it does not create the meaning of off. But the same grammar rule applies. The same grammar rules apply. The three parts, right? What are the three ones? Tu'al, tanween, majrur. Correct? No. It's not only that. Okay? No, don't say that. Okay, let's look at this ayah. I'm sure you know this ayah. Where is this from? Surah Fatiha, right? Yay. Now, is this mudaf and mudaf ilayhi? Well, we look at غيري. Does it have no al? Help me out here. Noel? Bas, Salim as well, come on. There's Noel. All right, great. No Tanween? Check. Majroor? Check. This is ding 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 ding. Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Right? That's nice. Translation. Can you translate this? Ghair means not. Not. Al-Maghdubi means what? Not the one who earned anger. If you remember, Maghdub came from Ghadiba, which was, he was angry. To have earned anger, to have to receive anger, those who receive anger. Remember that? Receive anger. Because it's a maf'ul, right? Maghdub is like like ma'loom, like marhum, the one who receives mercy, the thing that is known. Majroor, the thing that's pulled down. Maghdub, the one who receives anger. Remember that? Okay. Not the one who received anger. Acted upon family one. Absolutely. Jazakallah khair. As you can notice, there's no off in the meaning, right? Right? Sometimes this is what it is. These are special words. Ghairi, dun, right? Min dunillahi. These are certain words in the Quran that don't, they use idafa, they use mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, because that's how they're used in by the old Arabs, okay? But they don't have the meaning of off, all right? So it's just, this is not a normal occurrence. This is not like, oh, every single time you'll see this word, okay? These are a special group of words. There's a whole bunch of them. I have a list that I can give you. But we'll still call it mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Yeah. There are things in Arabic where it's not like part of the original group. Okay? But it follows the pattern of a group. Okay? It's like a leech. It swims with the shark. It eats with the shark. But is it a shark? It's not a shark. Right? It's a leech. So it's like this. It swims with mulaf and mulaf ilayhi, follows its rules, eats with it, but does not have the meaning of. Okay? Does not have the meaning of. Unlike mulaf and mulaf ilayhi. These are things to note because this comes in the Quran quite frequently. Quite frequently, when I would say like once in the page. Right? If there's 604 pages in the Quran, once a page, something like this will come. On average, okay? So that's why for us, it's important to know that. Okay, inshallah, we will do mudaf and mudaf ilayhi with pair and plurals, inshallah, on Monday. And then we'll do a study of Surah Falaq, Nas, and Fatiha. Not like a translation the way we were doing before, but a study of Harf jar, isim majroor, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, mubtada, khabar, applying this to the three most frequently recited surahs that have good examples for us, alhamdulillah. And then we will go on to pronouns on Monday. And you will like them, inshallah. We'll study pronouns on Monday. On Thursday, we will revisit harf jar and mudaf and mudaf ilayhi with our newly acquired friends pronouns. Okay? And then we'll go and study another grammar rule, adjectives. And after studying adjectives, we'll come back and study again harf jar, ism majroor with adjectives. Then mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, with adjectives, pronouns, when they're included in adjectives. That's how we're going to go forward. So these concepts, we will revisit every so often, loop back, inshallah ta'ala. That's the plan going forward until inshallah ta'ala the end. And then, like the concepts that come till the end, that's how we'll do it. We'll take the concept, come back, revisit our original concept, extend it, add some things to it, get more familiar with it. That's inshallah how we'll go forward. Okay? I don't know if it's one step back to the study. Things like a revisit to, like, it's called extending learning. Okay? We're going to extend learning, inshallah. Okay? Jazakumullahu khairan. I will see you all, inshallah, on Saturday for the tutorial. Jazakumullahu khair for coming out. My apologies again for the computer crashing. I try to start the session and leave the computer with the Kahoot on. But subhanAllah, I think two of the last three sessions, the computer crashed like as soon as I started it. So my apologies. And I hope, inshallah, you have a good weekend. I'll see you on Saturday. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullahu khairan.